I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone, welcome to The Annuity Sales Coach, and man, I love getting to do podcasts. It's hard to make time for them, but I do love doing podcasts. And part of the reason is because I'm constantly getting people on LinkedIn or text or emails that are saying how much these podcasts have helped increase their business because they're finding solutions to the problem instead of product pushing. I hate product pushing. It's all about knowing, number one, which company is financially stable, which company has the best benefits, which company has the best customer service, and which company has the highest likelihood of the highest payout or index growth. Not highest as this is what it said it's done over the past 10 years, but factually, this is what it's likely to do over the next 10 years. And when I say likely, we always base it off of the fact that we don't know what the market's going to do in the future. The one thing we do know when you're in this product that your money will not go backwards due to market volatility, which is very important because once again, there's very few products in the entire world that do not go backwards due to market volatility when the market actually falls. It's very, very rare. So I love having something that we can protect our clients' money. It gives them peace of mind. They don't have to worry about things. But last week I went over phone objections. I just went over a couple because once again, it's one of the things you get as part of our member is a pro plus or inner circle. You have access to these documents. Well, today I'm going to cover appointment objections and I'm just going to hit a few. I have quite a few of these. I mean, appointment objections are one of those things that you could go on and I think I have enough. And then all of a sudden I end up getting more. And right now I'm up to about, 38, 39. But I just continue to add to these because it's once again, one of those things that continue every appointment you go to, there's something a little different. And so I'm going to hit these a little bit from the beginning. Once again, if you want full access to this document, you need to be a member of Retirement Realized Agents Academy. So it's important to jump on board. Things in life cost way more when you don't do it than you do when it comes to education. The cost of something always is based off of how much effort are you willing to put into it. So if somebody tells me, hey, I'm in the inner circle, it costs me $1,499 a month, so basically $18,000 a year, that costs a lot. And I'm like, no, that costs you way more not to do this because one $300,000 annuity, the compensation pays for an entire year's membership. If I can't help you do a $300,000 annuity when you're in the inner circle, something's seriously wrong. That has never happened. Every inner circle person we have ever had has more than double, tripled, and quadrupled. I told you last week about a guy who basically wrote $1.2 million for all of last year, and he just had a $5 million deal, which puts him a little over $8 million for the entire year of 2019. You think he's happy as part of the inner circle? I would think so. Another agent, he did $4.2 million for the entire year of 2018. Just last week, he passed $4.9 million for the entire year of 2019, and we're only through the end of July. So you think he's happy to sign up for the inner circle? Absolutely. Once again, I'm telling you guys, the cost is way more by not doing it. But anyway, I'm going to cover some appointment objections. And once again, this is just how I respond. It's important that you put your personality, you put your style. It's not me that's doing this. This is how I respond, but make sure you don't change who you are. I guess some of you can, but nope, just teasing. Nope, I'm not. But some of you just come in. Like, for example, if you try and do this and you're Eeyore, it doesn't matter what you say. Eeyore is not a good salesperson. Eeyore is not a good solution solver. He doesn't find solutions to the problems. Eeyore is a downer. So you want to make sure your personality will match somebody going, yeah, I would like that guy to help me. Seems pretty optimistic. Seems like she can protect my money. You want to make sure you're not Debbie Downer. So a big one I hear all the time is I want to keep control of my money. You hear that. I don't want to go into an annuity because I want to keep control of my money. And I said, really? You want to keep control of your money and you don't want to go into annuity, but you're in a stock market that in the next 15 minutes, you don't know where it's going to be, let alone the next day, the next hour, the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I say, which one are you really losing control of? You have no control when it's in the stock market. Why? I can get my money out when I need to. Okay, so once it's liquidated, so let's just say 24 to 48 hours, sometimes a little bit longer, and then you still have to get the, now it's in money market. Okay, so did you really have control? Because even when you place an order for some of these things, sometimes it takes a while to clear. So how much control? Oh, wait a second, you just lost 5, 10, 15%. How much control do you have there? Because even if you move it into money market, you have no control over the money you lost. I would beg to differ that you have ultimate control when you put your money into an annuity. Now, obviously, I'm talking about the fixed index. I'm not talking about the variable. I'm not talking about the immediate annuity. And even technically, you could imply part of this statement to an immediate annuity. Control to me is having something that I want done doing what it's supposed to do. So if I don't want to deal with market volatility anymore, I want to get guaranteed income for life. I want to make sure that I don't lose money when the market starts to fall. I want to make sure that I don't have to worry about it at night. I don't want to have to worry about if I'm going to outlive my income. That's ultimate control. That's not losing control. That's ultimate control. You're telling your money exactly what you want to do. So can you have access to the money? Yes, most of our annuities, you can draw out 10% penalty free every single year. That's ultimate control. If you sit there and say, well, hey, you know what? I have a 9% surrender charge if I pull the money out in the first, whatever, let's just say first year. Okay, that's fine. You may have a 9%, but you know exactly what that is. If you have a stock market and you lose 20%, what kind of control did you have there? You don't know. Now, is the market always going to lose? No, obviously not. We just don't know if the market's going to go up or the market's going to go down. So the point is, when you put your money into these types of products, you have ultimate control because it's doing exactly what you want. There's no greater control of your money that you know every single month this check is coming in. And no matter where you are or what you're doing, it's getting directly deposited into your bank. Ultimate control. And then I hear something like this. This is another objection. Once again, I have like 38, 39 of these, but I'm just going to hit a few of these. If this is so good, why aren't more people doing this? Well, it's funny you say that because we're actually one of the fastest growing retirement products and one of the top for guaranteed protection of your money from market volatility. So I actually would say a lot of people are doing this, but once again, why aren't more people doing this? There's tons of pensions that are annuities. The annuity actually has been around, the modern annuity has been around about 300 years. The modern annuity was formed by the Lutheran Church, and it is, there's tons of people. There's millions upon millions of people doing this. So if it's so good, it is so good, why aren't more people doing it? Absolutely. There's celebrities. There's people constantly. I use the Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal has bought annuities. Back in the day, it was Babe Ruth, Benjamin Franklin. I mean, we know many, many famous, very wealthy people that buy annuities. Why? They're protected. Why are lotteries? How come you can get more money in a lottery if you put it into an annuity that pays you over a period of time versus taking a lump sum? Why? The annuity is going to be a payment. Why do so many pensions use annuities? Social Security is not an annuity, but it's a form of it. You basically are getting a payment for the rest of your life. So annuities in general, and don't say Social Security is an annuity because it's not. It's an annuity-like product, but it is not an annuity. The concept of anything that is a payment for the rest of your life is a form of annuity. But the thing is make sure that you understand it's for the rest of your life so you don't have to worry about it anymore. So the saying, if it's so good, why aren't more people doing it? Never in history has our industry been exceeding or succeeding in both of them. I mean, we're exceeding all expectations from 15 years ago. I remember when I first got into this business, if you said the word annuity, it was kind of like a bad thing. It was a bad word. Nowadays, I have people actually reaching out saying, I want an annuity. And I'm like going, that's awesome. You know, we're no longer the person that's looked down upon. I mean, the only people that really look down upon you are the people that are going against you, which are the variable people, which want to continue to make their fees. And when we move the money out of their fee products to our products, they don't make their fees anymore. And you can say, well, yeah, you get paid a much bigger commission up front. That's true. Up front, that is true. But if you make an average of 2% over in just in 5 years, you've already made 10% off of that client, where we get paid 6% or whatever the amount is, because you know it goes a tiny bit higher, not a lot higher, but it can go a lot lower. There's annuities out there that will pay you 0.5%. But the point of that is these are being represented and sold and utilized way more. There's tons of people doing this. Another one is saying, well, I don't want to pay a lot of fees. That's great. I do not even carry a product that has high fees. And it's true. The annuity I have that I use will range from 0% fee to 1.5% fees. That's the highest, but it's always based off of the rider fee. I don't personally use any annuities that have a fee attached to the index side of things. On top of it, I just won't use a product that has a set fee no matter what. There are some things that it's technically a spread, but they can call it a fee. And that's, once again, the difference is spread. It's only charged if you get above that number. A fee is generally charged no matter what, whether you're winning or losing. And I just don't like feed products. I don't like my client having to pay when they earn zero. And once again, this does not apply to an income rider, because an income rider, they're still getting something. They get the guaranteed income growth. They get the income for the rest of their life. So they're paying for that. That's why they get that. And then another one I hear is, I don't like high surrender fees. I don't like losing money from 2007 to 2009 and where the average person lost over 45%. I would say that's a pretty high surrender fee, don't you? Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, my highest product has a 9.5% surrender fee if you pull out money in the first year. So which, if an emergency came up and you had to get your money, and let's say we're going from 2007 to 2009. So let's just say in the second year in the annuity, you had to pull out all your money and you have a 9% surrender fee. Which is better? Because in the stock market, you're actually almost 50% down. Which is better? Now, it's important to understand we are not ever, ever, ever selling off of fear. I'm using factual statements. I'm not using a scare tactic. If you use scare tactics, you will be a failure. There's no doubt about it. You never, to think you can better someone's situation by making them scared is so wrong. But you're just stating, if there's a surrender fee to it and they don't like the surrender fee, where is the surrender fee when the market loses me? Now you can also say, well, how do you know the market's going to lose money? I know it will, for a fact. I just don't know when and I don't know how much. But I know if you follow the history of the stock market, all of them, the market goes up, the market goes down. The market goes up, the market goes down. We don't know where it's going to be. We do know it's going to lose. We do know we're towards a high point in the market right now. We don't know when it's going to fall. It's an emotionally based market right now. So the wrong thing said at the wrong time can cause the market to fall. The right thing said at the right time, whether it's true or false, can cause the market to rise. But saying or trying to justify you don't want to get into annuity to protect your money when there's a surrender fee that continues to diminish as time goes on, it just doesn't make sense to me. Variable products can lose a lot more than any surrender fee. And once again, you're telling your money what to do. Number two, you're not putting all of someone's money into this product. You want to make sure they have plenty of emergency funds and savings. You want to make sure that if an emergency came up, they have money to get to. You do not tie all of someone's money up in an annuity. That is, once again, another wrong thing to do. But to let someone not understand the importance of true loss, which to me, once again, is market loss, you know, not knowing. That's surrendering. You know, you may talk about a 9% surrender fee, but what are you surrendering in your mind when you don't know where the market's going to be? You have stress, you have fear, you have concern. I mean, that's surrendering peace. I'd rather surrender money all day long than surrender peace. I would much rather have a peace of mind with a little penalty for financial things, not knowing that if this market did fall, I don't have to worry about anything. So once again, what are you surrendering? You're either surrendering a portion of your money if you pulled out in the first year, which once again, I can count on my hand in 15 years, the number of clients that have pulled money out over their penalty-free withdrawals in the first 3 years. It doesn't happen if you plan right. If you do the solution selling, you make sure they have plenty of emergency funds and savings, you don't run into that circumstance. So once again, guys, do not forget September 26th and 27th, we are having our live event. You want to sign up for this before the rates jump up. I am not one of those guys that say something and then don't do it. We will continue to increase because once again, what we're selling them at right now, we're not going to cover the whole cost from the standpoint of, as you guys know, I run appointments. When I'm doing this event, it takes 2 days, actually way more than that because I have a lot of preparation ahead of time, but I block 2 days out of my schedule for this event and I prepare a lot. So I hope you have a great day. Continue to knock it out of the park. Remember, solution selling, overcoming objections. You have access to this document if you're part of the academy at any level. It's called Appointment Objections. So I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.